the new king of beers?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Belgian brewer InBev wants to be the new king of beers. The company puts out brands like Beck's and Stella Artois. Now it's making an all-cash bid of $46 billion for the company that makes Budweiser and Michelob. That breaks down to $65 a share for Anheuser-Busch, a more than 11% premium over the St. Louis company's closing price yesterday. Politicians and activists are already speaking out against the deal, saying it will cost jobs in the U.S. and send ownership of an iconic American company overseas. Fuel protests continue overseas today. A trucker strike in Spain is in its fourth day. One person has been killed there and in a similar protest in Portugal. Danny Wood is in Madrid and joins us now. We're hearing reports, Danny, that today a Volvo plant and an Audi plant in Belgium can't operate because of what's happening in Spain.
Yes, that's right. I mean, this strike is affecting the economy on quite a wide scale. Car parts aren't being delivered to car factories in Spain as well as in Belgium. Two big car plants employing several thousand people have simply shut down because they're not getting the parts. But on a very fundamental consumer level, food simply isn't getting into the main warehouses that receive food for the big cities. So in Madrid, we've seen the supermarket shelves in many supermarkets emptying completely.
We've been hearing about similar strikes around the world. Do you get a sense that what's happening in Spain is sort of giving the other protests fuel, so to speak?
Yes, you could say that. There's certainly an international resonance to these strikes. They, in fact, started in France about a month ago with fishermen complaining about the cost of their fuel. That fishermen strike, which blocked off ports in France, spread to Spain, then became a truck driver's strike here in Spain, which is supported in Portugal, in Italy, in France. And now there are noises of a possible smaller scale strike in the United Kingdom.
What's going to bring this to an end?
Well, at the moment, there's really no sign of that. The government here in Spain has pledged to talk with the European Union about solving this fuel crisis and making things easier for the truck drivers. But really, we're not getting any sort of concrete idea of those sorts of solutions yet.
Danny Wood is a journalist based in Madrid. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Back home, it looks like the cheapest gasoline is in Missouri. The lowest average there is $3.85. Californians are paying the most with an average price of $4.54. The government just reported retail sales were up a full percentage point in May. That's the largest jump in 6 months. Economists say it looks like the economic stimulus checks are making a difference. We'll soon see how that registers on Wall Street. Yesterday, the Dow fell 205 points to 12,803. The Nasdaq lost 55 points to 2394. The S&P 500 was down 23 to 1335. Markets in Asia were down today, and European shares are edging higher. The grass is always greener, or is it? A new website is offering the inside scoop on hundreds of major companies. Glassdoor.com is posting workers' salaries as well as reviews of CEOs written by former and current employees. The site so far features salary info and reviews of big companies like Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, and Cisco Systems. The information is provided by users. If you want to get some dirt, you have to reveal how much you make.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit Fortune 500 company helping members thrive in retirement. You can learn more at thrivent.com/retirement. And by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com.
1 million people worldwide die from malaria every year. More organizations are collecting money for things like mosquito nets to help protect people in parts of Africa and Asia from the disease. In Seattle, some people are deciding to get the disease themselves in an effort to help. Would you do the same for about $2,000 or so? Oregon Public Broadcasting's Ethan Lindsay has more on a lab with some unusual testing methods.
This is our insectary.
Think of this place as a malaria hotel.
But instead of paying nightly rates, guests will get compensated several thousand dollars for their stays. That's because these accommodations will include mosquitoes infected with malaria.
We put the mosquitoes into a small ice cream container. Just put that next to somebody's skin and the mosquitoes will feed on their skin.
Dr. Patrick Duffy could be considered the innkeeper. His actual job title is the director of the malaria program at the Seattle Biomedical Research Institute.
That's where the dissection of the mosquitoes are done.
It's one of the world's top malaria research centers. That's in large part due to the Gates Foundation. They've donated $350 million to the development of a malaria vaccine. Malaria can cause flu-like symptoms and is often deadly. Duffy says a vaccine is now possible and would save millions of lives.
The reason that people are interested in this is their awareness of the suffering. And to be presented in our community, Seattle, where we don't have any malaria, with the opportunity to do something, I think that that inspires people.
He says he thinks some volunteers are interested in a quick, though not necessarily painless, $1,000 payday. The lab will give subjects a trial vaccine and then infect them with malaria. Duffy says for a week, people can go to work, ride the bus, sleep next to their spouses. Then they get put up in the hotel. If the vaccine doesn't work, they'll be given a drug that will cure them. Duffy says his lab has gone the extra mile to ensure safety. But despite the safeguards, volunteers shouldn't think it's just another way to make a buck. Or so says Buddy Ullman, a malaria researcher at Oregon Health and Sciences University.
People are getting paid a lot of money to get exposed to the malarial parasite, and some of these people will get sick. The listeners do not want to acquire falciparum malaria. That's not a fun disease.
Seattle Biomedical Research Institute says it hopes to begin formal trials by next year. Interested? It's still accepting volunteer applications. In Seattle, I'm Ethan Lindsay for Marketplace.
If you're interested in volunteering or to see some pictures, go to marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.